சாதா வர வந்து கரம் பண்ணி சாதா பண்ணி டாலில் குடிக்கிறது
சாதா பண்ணி
காப்பி டாலில் சாதா பண்ணி டாலில் ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய ஓம் நமோ பகவதே வாசுதேவாய நாராயணம் நமஸ்கிருத்ய நரம் சைவ நரோத்தமம் தேவிம் சரஸ்வதிம் வியாசம் ததம் ஜயமுதீரயேத் நஷ்டப்ராயேஷு பத்ரேஷு நித்யம் பாகவத சேவயா பகவதி உத்தம ஸ்லோகே பக்திர் பவதி நைஷ்டிகி கிருஷ்ணாய வாசுதேவாய தேவகி நந்தனாய ச நந்த கோப குமாராய கோவிந்தாய நமோ நமஹ. So we are studying chapter 17 and also 18 today, small chapters both of. Chapter 17, the Supreme Lord agrees to become Aditi's son. So the chapter overview. 16th chapter was Kashyap Muni instructing Aditi in Payovrat. So this chapter describes how she followed those instructions very sincerely, and then the Lord appeared before her. Then she offered prayers to the Lord, just the three verses, and then the Lord speaks to Aditi. Right? How about his plan? How will he fulfill her desires? And then the Lord enters the womb of Aditi, and Lord Brahma offer prayers within the womb to the Lord. That's just chapter 17. Okay. Text 1. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Iti Yukta Saditi Rajan. So Bhartra Kashyapena Vai. Anutishthad Vratam Vidam. Dvadashaham Matindrita.
Sukhdev Goswami said, O King, after Aditi was thus advised by her husband, Kashyap Muni, she strictly followed his instructions without laziness and in this way performed the Payovrata ritualistic ceremony.
Okay, so she very strictly followed the instructions and performed anutishthad vratam idam. She executed exactly as per Kashyap Muni's instruction, who was her husband, right? And who was her husband and her spiritual master, right? And atandrita word is used, show that without laziness, right? So the Prabhupada in the second line of the translation, she strictly followed his instruction without laziness, right? So mainly Prabhupada talks about following the instructions of spiritual master, right? So Prabhupada says, for advancement in anything, especially in spiritual life, one must strictly follow the bona fide instructions of a teacher. Yasya Devi Para Bhakti Yatha Devi Tatha Guru. That was Prabhupada's course. And then, fourth last line, As soon as the disciple thinks independently, not caring for the instruction of the spiritual master, he is a failure. So this is the important point. There is a verse in Adi Leela which says, Achare rajai imat sahi imat sar, tar agya langhi chale sahita asar. That's a beautiful verse which says, again Prabhupada there, the same emphatically Prabhupada makes the point that one should strictly follow. One who doesn't follow, that person is a failure, that person is a useless. Right? So this verse says, this is Adi Leela 12.10 verse, you can refer and read the purport. This verse says, Achare rajai imat sahi imat sar. The opinion or the instruction of the spiritual master is the essence. Anyone who deviates from those instructions, he becomes a nonsense. Right? Immediately. So the essence is the instruction or the opinion, mat or his desire, the way. That is the essence. Sai mat sar, like that. And Prabhupada again say, you know, twice in the purport, Prabhupada says, very strictly Aditi followed. In the last two lines, if you see, Aditi very strictly followed the instructions of her husband and spiritual master. And thus she was successful. Right. Right, so even there are so many examples of this, right? Dhruva Maharaj strictly followed the instruction of Narad Muni, he met Supreme Lord. And there is a Brahmin at Sri Rangam, he was reading Bhagavad Gita. Daily he was reading 700 verses. He was actually, you know, some devotee described he was having book up and down, but Chaitanya Charitamrita describes that he was reading 700 verses. So, you know, so the book was not exactly up and down, but his pronunciation was not correct. He would take a little longer time to read. You know, some foreign devotee who just learned Sanskrit reading, he may read and takes a longer time to pronounce and imperfect pronunciation. Only the word mentioned is Ashuddha Pathan, that he was doing improper Pathan, but he was reading all 700 verses of Bhagavad Gita daily in the Sri Rangam temple, Devalai. And he, only because he was following the instruction of spiritual master, so he had the audience of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? So by that was the most prominent factor. Right? It's not that the Lord was attracted towards his very meticulous or beautiful recitation, etc. Right? Just because following the instruction. So there are so many examples. Right? So therefore Prabhupada is insisting here that one should very strictly follow the instructions of the spiritual master. Then person will be successful. Okay, we go to next. Chintyante kaya buddhya Mahapurusham Ishwaram Pragrayendriya Dushtashwan Manasa buddhi sarathi manaschaikagraya buddhya bhagavate akhilatmani vasudeve samadhaya chacharha payovratam.
With full undiverted attention, Aditi thought of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and in this way brought under full control her mind and senses, which resembled forceful horses. She concentrated her mind upon the Supreme Lord Vasudev. Thus she performed a ritualistic ceremony known as Payovrata.
The way she performed, the first point made is that she followed the instruction very strictly. Second important point that comes in this verse, in these two verses, is her focused attention. Right? So she really performed this with a great focus. Chintyante ekaya buddhya. Right? Then again, pragarya indriya, completely controlling the senses. Then manascha cha chek agraya buddhya, right? Ekagra buddhi. Right? And then Vasudeva Samadhaya. So if you see that there are four words in these two verses hinting at that she performed this vrata with the focused attention. Right? Without letting the mind and the intelligence distract. Right? Ekagra buddhi, ekaya buddhya. Just see. And you see the words Samadhaya. Right? Samadhaya again is keeping full attention, focusing, right? So that's another important thing, right? That to perform any vrata which we do with a great focus and attention, right? That actually needs to be cultivated, especially at this point of time, right? Shukdev Goswami also says tasmad ekain manasa. Bhagavan, what is the next verse? Hari Rishvara, Shotavya Kirtitavyascha, Smartavyascha Ichatabhayam, Tasmad Ekena Manasa, right? One point of attention. Then, even at least three, four times, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami also says, one time he says, Jai Shrota Gan Shunukari Ekaman. He says, all glories to all the listeners of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear with one point of attention. And again he says, Sakala Vaishnava Shuna Kari Ekaman. Right? Chaitanya Krishna Shastra Mata Nirupan. All the devotees, all the Vaishnavas, please hear with one pointed attention. Right? So actually many times, Kari Ekaman, Ekena Manasa, right? Ekaya Buddhya, Ekagra Buddhya, if you see the words, hinting at one pointed attention. Right? One pointed attention means attention which is not diverted. What are the diversions? What the attention may be diverted to? What may distract a sadhaka's attention? Material desires or mobile phone? Right? Vedic distraction, dharma artha kaam moksha also. From pure devotional service, the Vedic distractions and, you know, distractions can be categorized in two. Vedic distraction, dharma artha kaam moksha. Right? Actually, just like his Radhasham Prabhu, you know, he once went to Maharaj and said, Maharaj, still the Vedic mantra that I used to recite before, you know, which propound various kind of dharma, they come to my mind. Maharaj said, very auspicious distraction. You know, Kali Yuga mind is diverted with so much nonsense. This is a Vedic distraction. You know, dharma, artha, kaam, moksha. In one sense. Yeah, this desire for dharma, artha, or we can say the bhukti, mukti, siddhi, basically. These three broader distractions. Bhukti, mukti, siddhi. Right? Desire for material desires, desire for mystic opulences, siddhis. Right? Siddhis could also be a person's skills and competencies, you know, in modern times. A person really wants to have certain skills, siddhis. And moksha, right? Liberation in this cross and subtle form, you know, right? So these are the distractions. And modern distractions are unlimited, you know, if you see. Modern mind is distracted in so many ways, right? I mean, basically all can come under bhukti only, you know, modern distractions. But especially mobile phones, advertisements, you know, whatever, social updates, this, that, right? Many things, right? So, but the whole point is, somehow, you know, these mind has to be focused, right? So everyone has to figure out, you know, how one can avoid some distractions, right? But at the same time, one has to continue service also, right? In that way, so that there has to be balance between avoiding all kind of distractions and focusing the mind, which is a great challenge actually. Right? Aditi could do that. There was a second aspect. And Prabhupada quotes this verse, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam Gyan Karmadhyanavritam Anukulena Krishna Anushilinam Bhaktir Uttama. So if you see, in this verse also, Anya Abhilashita Shunyam, the distraction of material desire should be shunya. You know? And Gyan and Karma, they should not cover. There has to be a favorable karma has to be performed, and a favorable the gyan of the gyan which helps a sadhaka in his devotional service, that has to be cultivated, right? As we have discussed that the there is a Bhagavatam also gives the shankhya gyan, right, at so many places, right, which tries to separate the body, material body, from the spirit soul. Right, so there are many favorable gyan, so that has to be cultivated. So we are not rejecting the gyan. So the verse is gyan karma adyanavritam. Right, so that gyan and karma which will not divert a person's attention from bhakti, only that gyan and karma has to be performed. But all material desires are anyway going to distract. So that is shunya. Right, so the distractions of material desire should be shunya. And the jnana and karma which will not distract, only that can be accepted. If some cultivation of jnana and karma which is distracting, that should be not be cultivated. Basically, so Prabhupada quotes this verse. Again, it's in line with one remain focused in his attention towards performing devotional service. Ekaya. Okay, you're saying while chanting, many times the thoughts come of improving one's departmental service. And the best ideas you get during that time only, you know. It's really, some of the real good best ideas, solutions to the ongoing problem come during chanting only. Right? Yeah, so it is... It is both a success and a failure in one sense. You know, we have discussed like once, you know, because we are the all the distraction is because we are considering ourselves to be the doers, you know. So we consider ourselves a doer and we want to do everything very nicely, of course for Krishna, but still we consider ourselves to be the doers, right? So. Therefore, if you see the Yamunacharya has prayed Bhavanta Vivanu Charanirantara Prashant Nishesh Manorathantara. He said, only when I am your exclusive eternal servant, use these two words, when I am your exclusive servant and your eternal servant, then all the distraction of my mind will stop. You know, because I am considering myself a doer, so therefore, you know, I want to achieve something and all that, so the mind runs here and there. Okay? But, pure devotional service, we should only beg pure devotional service during our chanting. You know, that should be the mood. We can recite some verses, remember some pastime in between, if at all, you know, in between the two rounds, and recite few verses, begging pure devotional service. So another way to look at it is if Krishna can give so many ideas, nice ideas, that means Krishna is reciprocating with your chanting. Right? So he will surely give pure devotional service also. Right? Provided we desire intensely, right? So the fact, you know, all this, during the chanting, when we got so many ideas, we should be sure of Krishna's reciprocation, and we should feel, oh, I settled for, you know, just some solution to this problem or that problem, or you know, otherwise Krishna would give pure devotional service surely if you can give nice ideas, you know, or if you can fulfill some desire to eat something. Right. Yeah, yeah. During the chanting, you know, whatever desire manifests are easily fulfilled. Like that, you know. Huh? Sorry? Oh, yes. You can implement surely since you have gotten it. That is not a harm. But we want to desire, you know, we want to purify our desires. That let me only desire pure devotional service. So basically one should regret, oh, you know, I just settled for, you know, with Krishna, I just asked such a petty thing actually. You know, I better ask, it's pure devotional service and Lord will surely give. Right? Like that. Text 4. Tasya pradurbhutat Bhagavanadi purusha Pitavasa chaturbahu Shankhachakra gadadhara.
My dear king, the original supreme personality of Godhead, dressed in yellow garments and bearing a conch shell, disc, club and lotus in his four hands, then appeared before Aditi.
Okay, so the Lord appeared. So, in the last three verses, what can someone, one of you summarize, what do we learn about following the spiritual master, some points? One of you, volunteer. Okay, yes. Now from the verses, what we just discussed, from the purport and the verses, right? What are the points in the last two verses we discussed in regards to following the instruction of spiritual master? Yeah, strictly follow the instructions. Yes, strictly followed the instructions. And she didn't divert also, Prabhupada says. Anyone who diverts, he immediately becomes useless or that's... he become nonsense. So the essence is to follow the instruction, otherwise it's all nonsense. So she strictly followed. And secondly, she followed with great care and attention, right? Great attentiveness. Yesterday also we learned Prabhupada talks about following the instruction of spiritual master. Yesterday also in the verses, disciplic succession, Prabhupada talks about disciplic succession. Where Prabhupada talks about disciplic succession? When Kashyap Muni says, I'm giving you the process which Lord Brahma instructed me. Any points, remember someone else, there Prabhupada makes importance of following disciplic succession. So, anyone else? Yes, that is the right point. Yes, Prabhupada says the chain of disciplic session is this person has received mercy, the mercy which connects, right? So, in following the instructions or in the parampara, there is a flow of mercy actually, right? So, the mercy connects. So, the guru is one who has received the mercy of his guru, the mercy of his guru, right? And one who has received mercy can actually give mercy also. He can, you know, so because Kashyap Muni has received the mercy, he can give mercy. Important point. Yes. Anything else? So Prabhupada, another place Prabhupada says, the mantra and the process of devotional service when received from authorized person has a special power. Has a special potency, Prabhupada says in the end of that purport only, one of the purports. Right? The mantra and the process of devotional service, right? That mantra refers to the various mantras performing yajna, not specifically to the holy name, right? But in the process of devotional service, also Prabhupada says, not just the Vedic mantras for performing yajnas, but even the process of devotional service has a special potency when received from authorized person. Or when, what is that special potency? Mercy, actually, right? We discussed that how mercy is a special potency because with the strength of mercy, we can very easily traverse the path of spiritual life. Right? So that, so this is the common section in these two chapters, 16 and 17. Okay, so the Lord appears. Text 5. Tam netrago तम नेत्र गोचरम विक्षया सहसोत्थाय सादरम ननाम भुविकायेन दंडवत् प्रीति विह्वला.
When the Supreme Personality of Godhead became visible to Aditi's eyes, Aditi was so overwhelmed by the transcendental bliss that she at once stood up and then fell to the ground like a rod to offer the Supreme Lord her respectful obeisances.
Text 6. Sothaya baddhanjilareed tumsita. नोत्सेह आनंद जलाकुलेक्षण बभूवतुष्णिं पुलकाकुलाकृतिः तद्दर्शनायुत्सवगात्रवेपसु.
Aditi stood silently with folded hands, unable to offer prayers to the Lord. Because of transcendental bliss, tears filled her eyes and the hairs on her body stood on end. Because she could see the Supreme Personality of Godhead face to face, she felt ecstasy and her body trembled.
Okay, so suddenly the Lord appeared before her and just imagine, you have been desiring to see the Lord, and the Lord somehow while walking in the Vrindavan forest appears before one of you. So you don't know, what to do now. So at least, immediately offer obeisances, that is one thing which Aditi did. What next now? So she just stood there, stunned for some time. So the word is notseha. She could not say or do anything, for the time being there was just kind of a stunned jubilation, right? Didn't know what to do, right? And so therefore she remained silent for some time, right? And because seeing the Lord was tad darshana ati utsav gatra vepathu. So darshan of the Lord, utsav is a festival. Utsav also means pleasure in one sense, So the festivals, there is a festival, there is a great pleasure everyone have, right? So it described in the 12th canto, right, that we know that daily morning when we see the deities, right, the darshan of the Lord is a utsav, is a festival, it's a source of great pleasure, right? So whenever there is a every morning there is a new shingar, right? Special festival shingar is specially beautiful, special decoration, it's all like a utsav, it's like a festival or a source of great joy, right? And so Bhagavatam 12th canto says reading Srimad Bhagavatam is like a ongoing festival, right? Reading of Srimad Bhagavatam is a perpetual festival. Right, perpetual festival. Tad eva ramyam ruchiram navam navam. Tad eva shashvan manaso mahotsavam. Shashvan manaso mahotsavam. Means this Bhagavatam is a shashvan manaso mahotsavam. A perpetual festival for the mind. Right, reading Srimad Bhagavatam. So, so it was a great festival for, a great jubilation for Aditi to see the Lord. Right? And so she there were tears in her eyes and her body was trembling, but she was unable to say anything. So she was stood silently before the Lord for some time. Text 7. Prityashanair gadayagiraharim. तुष्टावसा दिव्यदिति कुरुद्धः उद्विक्षति सा पिबतीव चक्षुषा रमापतिं यज्ञपतिं जगत्पतिं.
O Maharaj Parikshit, the demigoddess Aditi then began offering her prayers to the Supreme Personality of Godhead in a flattering voice and with great love. She appeared as though drinking through her eyes the Supreme Lord, who is the husband of Goddess of Fortune, the enjoyer of all sacrificial ceremonies and the master and lord of the entire universe.
Okay, so she began offering prayers, as mentioned. She was very pleased, Pritya Shaner. Right, Tushta, very satisfied. Sa Divya. So these are Aditi is a demigoddess. Right? So there are devas, there are devis. Apsaras are different. Apsaras, as we know, born from the churning of the ocean, and Prabhupada says they are society girls. Right? They perform various kind of dancing, singing, and entertainment. You know, so the devis are different than the Apsara. So the word Devi is used here for Aditi. Right? And so she Udvikshati sa Pibati Vachakshusa. Right? So she was drinking the beauty of the Lord through her eyes. And how did she see the Lord? Right? Through her eyes she was drinking the beauty. She saw the Lord as Ramapatim, Yajnapatim and Jagatpatim. Right? And Prabhupada has explained in the purport, quoting Vishnu Thakur, Ramapatim implies she saw the Lord as husband of God is a fortune who has come to restore all the opulences of the demigods, or their opulences. Like she is one with the demigods. And then Yajnapatim, he has come to give the results of her payavrat sacrifice, which she just performed. And Jagatpatim, he has come to offer not just opulences, two things. The last chapter we studied, they had lost all the opulence and the residence. Residence is their kingdom, right? Of the whole world was being ruled by Indra, right? So therefore, the Lord Jagatpatim, he has come to offer the whole world to her sons, restore their opulences, give the result of her sacrifice, and that result is to deliver the whole world, the kingdom, to the demigods, her sons. Okay, so Aditi prays, brief prayers, three verses. Okay. Shri Aditir Uvacha Yagyesha Yagya Purushachyuta Tirtha Pada Tirtho Shrava Shravana Mangala Namadheya Apanna Loka Vrijino Pashamo Dayadya Pashamo Dayadya Shamna Kradisha Bhagavan Asidina Natha.
The goddess Aditi said, O master and enjoyer of all sacrificial ceremonies, O infallible and most famous person, whose name, when chanted, spreads all good fortune, O original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Supreme Controller, shelter of all holy places, you are shelter of all poor, suffering, living entities, and you have appeared to diminish their sufferings. Please be kind to us and spread our good fortune.
Okay, so this is an important prayer. So she is addressing the Lord by various names. Yagyesh, you are the master of the sacrifice. Right? You are the master of sacrifice. That means you give the result of the sacrifice, right? And you have come to give me that result. Right? Yagyesh. And then Yajna Purush, you are the Yajna Purush Prabhupada says the person who enjoys the benefits of the sacrifice. Yajna Purush. Yajna Purush means personification of the sacrifice. He is the enjoyer of the sacrifice, he is the personification of the sacrifice. That is Yajna Purush. So she is saying that actually I have been worshipping you since my birth, but now that worship had been stopped. Right? And again you have come to restore our worship of you. Yajna Purush. Right? You have come to give the result of my vrata which I have performed, and you have been worshipped by us, the demigod and all of us, and now that worship has been temporarily stopped, right? And now again you have come to restart, right? Yajna Purush. Since you are the enjoyer of the sacrifice or the form of the sacrifice, Yajna Purush. Then Achyut word is used, right? Achyut word O infallible Lord, right? Achyut means O infallible Lord, right? You will hear what does infallible means in this context, right? You will infallible in fulfilling desire, right? That is fine, and you will also reinstate Indra, my sons, you know, who are now fallen, infallible. You will make my sons also, who are now fallen, you will reinstate them there in their position. You will make them. How can they, you know, my sons also fall? Since you are infallible and we are worshipping you, my sons will also become infallible in this particular, right? You will reinstate them like that. So the word Achyuta can have so many connotations actually, right? Actually, the word Achyuta, how many meanings of the word Achyuta can be? Unlimited. Actually, the word Achyuta can be connected to all the qualities of the Lord. The Lord has unlimited qualities, right? Lord has unlimited qualities. So who never fails to fulfill the desire of his devotees, whose beauty, whose prowess, whose mercy, everything is infallible, right? His reciprocation is infallible. In this way, the word Achyuta applies to Lord's all different qualities, if you see. Right? So, Yajnesh Yajna Purush Achyuta, Tirthapada. Tirthapada. Tirthapada word is used. Right? So, Tirthapada means, briefly, the Lord who is the shelter of all the holy places and all the holy people. Tirthapada. He is the shelter of both. Holy places and holy people. Then the Lord is called at Tirth Shrava. Tirth Shrava. Tirth Shrava means, Shrava means whose topics, whose glories. Tirth means again holy or auspicious. Right? So whose glories are very auspicious. Right? Whose topics, hearing whose topics, or another point which comes, Tirth Sharva is wherever his glories are sung, Tirth Sharva, that place becomes holy. Right? His Tirth Sharva, his glories are very auspicious, very holy. Wherever there is singing of his glories, that place becomes a Tirth, Tirth Sharva. Or another meaning of Tirth Sharva is whose glories are celebrated. Tirth Shrava. The next word you use is Shravana Mangala Namadheya. So Aditi means to say here, calling the Lord as Tirtha Pad or Tirth Sharva, that Tirthapad that your lotus feet, she is saying the Lord, your lotus feet will make the Ganga descend, Tirthapad. Right? So she means that in the present context. Right? And Tirthashrava, one who is glory the celebrated, that you will become famous for cheating Bali and favoring Indra. Right? By this, you have appeared and you will become very famous, Tirthashrava. You will be celebrated. Your activities as Vamandev, you know, will be celebrated, she is indicating. And Shravana Mangala Namadheyam, right? In this pastime, there will be various names, Trivikram, Upendra, right? All these names of yours will be very auspicious to hear, which will be blissful, Shravana Mangala Namadheyam. And then, apan lok vrijino. So, apan lok vrijino upshamam. Right? Upsham. Upsham means to uproot. So, those who surrender to you, you uproot vrijino upsham. You uproot their distress, their suffering condition. And you shamna kradish, and you bestow various benediction. Right? So therefore she is saying, so you have appeared to relieve my distress and bestow good fortune upon us. Right? So all the words of this prayer can be understood in the context of this particular pastime also. Yagyesh yagya purushachyuta tirtha pada tirtha shrava shamana mangala namadheya apanna lok vrijino pasham modayadya shamna kradish bhagavan asidina natha. So Prabhupada just says toward the last, owing to the presence of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Aditi was fully assured that the troublesome condition created for her by the demons would now be ended. Right? So in this light we can see the study the meaning of each word, right? Just like we did. Go ahead, text 9. Vishvaya Vishvabhavana Sthiti Samyamaya Swayam Grihita Purushakti Gunaya Bhumne Sosthaya Shashvadubha Brahmita Purna Bodha Vyapaditatma Tamase Hariye Namaste.
You are the all-pervading universal form, the fully independent creator, maintainer and destroyer of this universe. Although you engage your energy in matter, you are always situated in your original form and never fall from that position. For your knowledge is infallible and always suitable to any situation. You are never bewildered by illusion. O my Lord, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto you.
Okay, so the second verse glorifies the Lord with reference to this cosmic manifestation. Right? So first are the various names of the Lord, if you see, right? That you various names of the Lord, basically all who indicating that all that the Lord will relieve her suffering condition, right? And secondly, she is glorifying the Lord in regards to the Lord's, in relation to the Lord's manifesting this cosmic manifestation. Right? So therefore, you are the independent creator, maintainer, and destroyer of the universe. And although you engage your energy here, but still you are transcendental, right? Your position is infallible, like that. And the Prabhupada just quotes one verse from Adilila, second chapter 117, saying, Siddhanta baliya chitte na kar alas, iha haite Krishna lage sudrida manas. So, anyone trying to become Krishna, fully Krishna conscious must know that the Lord's glories are as far, must know the Lord's glories as far as they are possible to understand. Right? So, Aditi is glorifying the Lord, and there are so many different words and with so many different meanings. So, Prabhupada just quotes this verse that do not skip these prayers, do not be lazy. Right? So, Prabhupada actually not commenting on the words of the prayer. But Prabhupada is saying one should try to understand the meaning of these prayers as much as possible. Siddhanta baliya chitte na kara alas. Right? So this verse applies to reading and trying to understand all the various complex philosophical sections. Right? Anytime you are feeling this section is too complex, let me skip it. Then you can try to remember this verse. Adi Leela, second chapter 117 verse. Siddhanta baliya chitte na kara. Don't be lazy. Right? Like outside people, they are trying to invent so many gadgets and all that. Right? How much they break their head outside, So, but at least for understanding scripture, we may not be lazy. We may try our best. Right? And one way to understand is actually to repeatedly read something. Right? If you don't understand, you read it again. Similar thing said somewhere else, read that section. Right? So by reading again and again, the understanding grows. Like that. Okay, Aditi is third and the last prayer. Ayu param vapura bhishtam atulya lakshmir. Dyo bhurasa sakala yoga gunastri varga. Jnanam cha kevalam ananta bhavanti tushtat. Tvatto ninam kimu supatna jayadirasi.
O unlimited one, if your lordship is satisfied, one can very easily obtain a lifetime as long as that of Lord Brahma, a body either in the upper, lower or middle planetary systems, unlimited material opulence, religion, economic development and satisfaction of the senses, full transcendental knowledge and the eight yogi perfection. What to speak of such petty achievement as conquering one's rivals?
Right. So, very briefly, she glorifies the various names of the Lord in relation to her particular situation. That means, in relation to that, Lord has come to bestow benediction upon them. Second, in relation to the cosmic manifestation, now she is glorifying the Lord, saying that you can award so many things, right? What to talk of just conquering one's enemies, right? So this prayer is like a kaimutik nyay. Kim uta, what to speak of, right? Kim word is also used. Ayu param, you can give a person the life of Brahma. If you are pleased, you can give all the three planetary system, infinite material opulence, Atulya Lakshmi, Dyubhu Rasa. Right? the three planet system, then Sakala Yoga Guna. You can give the perfection of all mystic powers actually. Right? And everything else. Three Varga, the perfection of Dharma, Artha, Kam. Jnanam, full transcendental knowledge, right? Jnanam cha kevalam, ananta bhavanti. So then what to speak of, right? So she actually, for you to fulfill my desire is not much endeavor for you. You can give, if you are pleased, you can give anything, or to speak of conquering the enemy. Kim u sapatna jayadira ashi. Like that. Okay, we go to text 11. So this is like the first section. Lord appearing before Aditi, right? And Aditi was stunned for some time, then started speaking, right? And offered these three prayers. Text 11. So now the Lord speaks. You know, Sukadeva already described. The Lord speaks to Aditi and he reveals his plan. That is 10 verses, 11 to 20. Shri Shuka Uvacha Dittvayam Suto Rajan Bhagavan Pushkarekshana Kshetragya Sarva Bhutanam Iti Hovacha Bharata.
Sukhdev Goswami said, O King Parikshit, best of Bharat dynasty, when the lotus-eyed Lord, the supersoul of all living entities, was thus worshipped by Aditi, he replied as follows.
So the Lord is described here as Pushkarikshana and Kshetragya Sarva Bhutanam. Lotus-eyed and knower of all living entities, right? All their desires and everything. Kshetragya Sarva Bhutanam. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha Deva Matar Bhavatyame Vigyatam Chirakankshitam Yatsapatner Hrita Shrinam Chavitanam Sudhamata.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead said, O Mother of the Demigods, I have already understood your long-cherished desire for the welfare of your son, who have been deprived of all opulences and driven from their residence by their enemies.
Right. So the Lord says, the Kshetragya Sarva Bhutanam, and he says, you know, I understand your long-cherished desire. Right. And you want to restore the opulence of your sons. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, being situated in everyone's heart and especially in the hearts of his devotees, is always ready to help the devotees in adversity. Since he knows everything, he knows how things are to be adjusted, and he does the needful to relieve the suffering of his devotee. How is the Lord especially in the heart of his devotees? He is everyone's heart. But how is he especially in the heart of his devotees? I think especially in the hearts of his devotees means, okay. So, especially in the heart of his devotees, the sense that he's actually having a special reciprocation with the devotees. He's there in everyone's heart, but especially in the heart of his devotees because he's reciprocating. And why he's having special reciprocation? Because the devotees have turned towards him, so he's reciprocating. Others who have turned away from him, how can the Lord reciprocate with them? Right? So he said, the Lord is actually as good as lost for them. Although he is there, another place, 11th canto mentioned, he's lost for them. Why is he lost for them? Although he is most near, he is lost for them. Because like something may be, you know, within your locker. But you cannot find it, you know, in the bag or somewhere. It's lost for you, in one sense. It's there, but you don't know where you kept it, you know. You keep it somewhere in store, you keep it something, it's lost for you. Right? Similarly, when the living entity turns his face away from the Lord is lost for him. He has no clue Right? But the devotees whose face are towards the Lord, the Lord is specially in their heart because he is specially reciprocating. Like that. Text 13. Tan vinirjitya samare durmadan asur arshaban pratilabdha jayastri bhi putrair icchasi upasitum.
O Devi, O Goddess, I can understand that you want to regain your sons and be together with them to worship me. After defeating the enemies in battle and retrieving your abodes and award and opulences.
Okay, so the Lord is saying, I understand. What do I understand? I understand that you want the demons to be defeated. Right? Tan vinirjitya, somebody in the fight, you want the demons to be defeated. Right? Who are Durmadan, asuras, who are very formidable. And pratilabdha jaya shri bhi, want to regain the opulence of his sons, and with your sons you want to worship me. Right? She said, you know, we were worshipping you, you are Yajna Purusha, remember Yajna Purusha, we were worshipping you, now the worship has been stopped. Right? So Vishwanatha Thakur points out Aditi's desire to be reinstated in the heavenly kingdom was very firm. She also wants to worship the Supreme Lord, but that desire is not as firm as her desire to be reinstated, her sons to be reinstated in the heavenly position. Right? So here that point has been mentioned. So we see that the prominence is of desire to be reinstated back of with the children in the heavenly kingdom and all that. And the worship of the Lord is a little bit in a secondary position over here in. Right? Putra richati upasitam. Anyway, you want to worship me also, right? Like that. So therefore, pure devotional service means that desire to serve the Supreme Lord is more prominent in that sense. But here her desire to be reinstated is more stronger than her desire to worship the Lord. Text 14. Indrajeshtha sotanayar atanam yudhivid visham striyorudantir asadhyya Rashtummichasi dukkhita.
You want to see the wives of the demons lamenting for the death of their husbands. When those demons, the enemies of your sons, are killed in the battle by the demigods, of whom Indra is the chief.
Okay, so the Lord is just saying that you want to see all the wives of the demons lament when their husband will be killed by demigods held by Indra. Atmajan Susamriddham stvam pratyahrita yashashriyah nakaprishtam madhishtaya kridato drashtum icchasi.
You want your sons to regain their lost reputation and opulence and live again on their heavenly planet as usual.
So you want the reputation and opulence to be regained and again reinstate them in the heavenly planets. Prayodhuna te surayuthanatha aparaniya iti devi me matihi. Yattenukuleshwar vipraguptat. Na vikramastatra sukham dadati.
O mother of the demigods, in my opinion, almost all the chief of the demons are now unconquerable, for they are being protected by Brahmanas, whom the Supreme Lord always favors. Thus the use of power against them now will not at all be a source of happiness.
Okay, so the Lord informs Aditi that the demons are being favored by the Brahmanas now. They are properly worshipping, they have pleased and satisfied them. They are being favored. Right? Prabhupada says, when a person is favored by Brahmanas and Vaishnavas, no one can defeat him. Even the Supreme Personality of Godhead does not interfere. Now, Prabhupada doesn't say this, even the Supreme Lord cannot defeat, but Supreme Lord doesn't interfere. So the Lord is saying, look, they are being favored by Brahmanas, who are always favored by me. Even I don't interfere with my, you know, pre-arranged, it's by the arrangement of the Lord, that is always favorably devoted to Brahmanas. Whoever the Brahmanas bless, the devotee is blessed, then he overcomes all obstacles easily. Right? He can't be checked then by the Lord's own arrangement. Right? So the Lord does not usually interfere with his own created rules and regulations. Right? So therefore the Lord says, at present it will not bring any good if we use power against them, because they are very powerful. Right? The power of the Brahmanas is the greatest, and they are being favored by them, so use of the power will not help. Right? Again, Prabhupada quotes Namo Brahmanya Devaya verse and Go Brahmana Hitaya Cha. Then Prabhupada says, therefore, if a Brahmana favors someone, the Lord doesn't interfere. Second time Prabhupada says, nor can anyone else interfere with the happiness of such a person. The Lord doesn't interfere, who else can interfere? Right? Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva, no one can actually then interfere. A person is blessed by the Brahmanas or the Vaishnavas, then that person has, you know, all his road clear, you know. Then no obstacles. No one can create obstacle. No demigod can create obstacle. No demon can create obstacle. Lord Brahma, not Lord Shiva can create obstacles. Right? So therefore, just see that we have been discussing that how this is the power of the blessings actually. Right? The power of the, we discussed one day here in the Bhagavatam class. Anyone remember the verse? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would take the blessings of his devotees on his head. For the blessings of the devotees bring devotional service to Krishna. Bhakta Ashirvad Prabhu Shire Dhari Lai Bhakta Ashirvade Se Krishna Hite Bhakti Hai. You remember? Some of you remember the verse? Right? Bhakta Ashirvad Prabhu Shire Dhari Lai. Although the Lord would behave very arrogantly, but when the devotees would bless him sometimes, he would render some menial service, or the devotee would sometimes bless him, that the Lord would very gratefully accept. Right? Chaitanya Bhagavat verse. Bhakta Ashirvad Prabhu Shire Dhari Lai Bhakta Ashirvad Se Krishna Te Bhakti Hai. Right? So, among even like we have said that among Guru Sadhu Shastra, right? Guru Sadhu Shastra. So the words of the Guru, actually, if there is sometime a contradiction, then the words of the Guru have the maximum weightage. If there is sometime a contradiction, the Guru asks something to be done, you say, but the scriptures are not exactly allowing that. Right? The previous sadhus also may not have, you know, confirmed that. But if the Guru is a pure devotee of the Lord, and if he says something, then his words overweigh the other two factors also. Right? His words overweigh the other two factors also. An example. Prithu Maharaj? No, the Guru has said some word which is against the scriptures, against the previous sadhus, Guru Sadhu Shastra. But Guru has said that overweighs the Shastras, the previous sadhus. That is highlighted in Parshuram killing his mother. Right? Parshuram father, Jamadagni, he asked his son to kill the mother. That is not permitted to your son, can't kill the mother. Right? And he asked him to kill all his brothers also, you know, who didn't follow Jamadagni. You know the story, na? So therefore, Lord Ram tells Lakshmana, look, Agya Guru Naam Hai Avicharaniya, Nirvicharam Guru Ragya, Maya Karya Mahatmana. Lord Ram tells Lakshmana, look, the Agya of a Guru is Nirvicharam. Even if sometime violates the scripture, it has to be executed. Right? It overweighs Nirvicharam Guru Ragya. Vishwamitra asked him to kill a woman. She was a demon, it was a woman. So, but the Guru is saying kill, then kill. Right? Especially the Jamadagni case is a special because he killed his own mother, you know, the demon still, you know. Lord Krishna also killed Putana, right? So the demon killing is still understandable. But Parshuram killed his own mother. That's quite, and Lord Ram gives that example to Lakshmana, saying that the highest well-being is in executing the instructions of one spiritual master, worshipping him. If he blesses, then even the Supreme Lord doesn't interfere. The Guru has blessed something, he's a pure devotee. He said something, executed, even though it looked contradictory. You're blessed by him, then the Supreme Lord doesn't interfere. No one can interfere then. Just see, the Supreme Lord himself is establishing. That is the power of the blessings of the Supreme Lord. Right? Similarly, actually, then this verse of Lord Ramchandra is quoted in killing of his own mother by Parashuram is quoted, where Ishwar Puri tells Govinda, go and serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You become his personal servant. Lord Chaitanya said, he's like my senior god brother, you know. He has served my guru. He is actually manya. He's honorable for me. The servant of my guru is very honorable. How do I take personal service for him from me? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Sarvam Bhattacharya. Sarvam Bhattacharya, Nirvicharam Guru Ragya. Agya Guru Naam Hai Avicharaniya. These two separate verses are quoted. Said, hey, wait. It may not be, you know, as per scripture and for the words of the sadhu, right? Guru ra kinkar hai manya se amar. Lord says, the servant of a spiritual master is very, you know, respectable for me. It's not befitting to employ or to take personal service for him. But Sarvam Bhattacharya says, all those considerations are right. But Guru Agya, this is the Agya of Guru, supersedes everything. You can't have all other considerations put aside. So you have to accept him and allow him to serve you personally. The Lord Chaitanya accepts him then, right, in that context. Right. So the blessings of the Guru, his instructions, supersedes in general all other rules and regulations, and the Supreme Lord doesn't interfere. Right, the important Siddhant. Right. Like that. Go to text 17. Yes. Yes, that is that's actually he himself says, actually he actually fell down from the position of Guru himself by contradicting the Supreme Lord. Right? So it's a very subtle thing. So here a person who is so as soon as he contradicted, he actually lost the position of his guru. Right? So there were material motivations. Right? But if as we discussed that, if the guru is a pure devotee of the Lord, situated in his position, following his instruction, even sometimes it is against the scriptures, is actually his instruction overweighs that. Right? So, but in this case, he because of his own material motivations, he can't be accepted as in that position of a guru. Right? Like that. So there is a difference. Okay. Text 17. Athapyupayo mamadevi chintaya santo santoshitasya vrata charyate mamarchanam narhati gantum annyata shraddhana rupam phalahetukatvat.
Yet because I have been satisfied by the activities of your vow, O goddess Aditi, I must find some means to favor you, for worship of me never goes in vain, but certainly gives the desired result according to what one deserves.
So the Lord told that, you know, usually when the Lord appears, he, by his prowess, by his strength, he helps the demigod, right? He may fight and kill the demon mostly. So Lord is saying, look, a conventional way, you know, in which I use my strength and power, will not yield the desired result. Conventional way will not be helpful. So, but still I must help you. Right? Some way or the other, the Lord is saying. For my worship cannot go in vain. Text 18. Tarachitascha hamapatya guptaye payo vritena nugunam samidita. Gunam Samir. Samshena putra tamupetyate sutan. Guptas mimari jitapasya dhishtita.
You have prayed to me and properly worshipped me by performing the great Payovrata ceremony for the sake of protecting your sons. Because of Kashyap Muni's austerity, I shall agree to become your son and thus protect your other sons.
Okay, so the Lord is by your worship and by the power of tapasya of Kashyap Muni, the Lord says. Okay. I will become your son. So, basically the Lord is pointing out also that that I am appearing, you performed the vrata as per the instructions of Kashyap Muni, who is fixed in his austerities. Right? So he's saying that, the reason for the Lord appearance is not simply her own vrata, but her relationship that she has agreed to follow the instruction of her spiritual master, Kashyap Muni, right? Who is very advanced in tapasya. So the Lord is again pointing out that I'll appear because of Kashyap Muni's austerities and you being his follower. Right? You being his follower. Today's was also the similar. Yeah. Right. So it is a fact actually that actually our own sadhana may not have that power, but if we are connected and we strictly follow, you know, we are connected with the person who is very pure, and we follow him, right? That connection is strictly following him. That is the connection actually, not just simply a formal connection, right? Connection as being a strict follower, then the Supreme Lord is pleased, right? Supreme Lord is pleased. Text 19. Upadhava patim bhadre prajapatim makalmasham mamcha bhavyati patyava evam rupam avasthitam.
Always thinking of me as being situated within the body of your husband, Kashyapa. Go worship your husband who has been purified by his austerity.
Again the Lord says, you think of me as being situated within the body of her husband. Go and serve and worship her husband who is purified because of his tapasya. Text 20. Netat parasma akheyam prishtyapi kathanchana sarvam sambadhyate devi devaguhyam susamvritam.
O lady, even if someone inquires, you should not disclose this fact to anyone. That which is very confidential is successful if kept secret.
Right, so the Lord gives an interesting instruction. Sarvam sampadyate devi. Everything becomes successful. Dev guhyam susamvritam. Right? Something which is even confidential to demigods, if that is kept confidential. So Lord is saying, don't reveal my appearance that I am going to appear to anyone. Right? So we will see even in ordinary political moves, various nations form various policies, etc., and they keep it confidential. And the other nation, they employ various intelligence agency and try to find out, you know, what the other nation is plotting, what is his policy. The intelligence agency are trying to get some kufiya information, some secret information, right? Secret agencies are there. So the each nation try to keep their policies, right, various strategies as very confidential, right? They should not be just, if they are, it becomes open, then a person doesn't achieve success, right? So the Lord is also kind of having this, a political move by the Lord, you know, he's going to reinstate, take away the kingdom from them and give back the kingdom to the demigods, you know. Keep everything confidential. Keep everything confidential, you know. Don't talk about it. Otherwise, that demon intelligence agencies will hear something here and there, and you know, in that sense, you know, it should be kept confidential. And also, we know in the spiritual dimension, of the spiritual counterpart of this is. Parokshavad Rishaya, Paroksham Mamacha Apriyam. Very confidential topics of devotional service are dealt in the Vedas in a very indirect terms. So that only those who are pure, they can access, others are unable to understand. Right? Like that. So even Krishna's letters to gopis, and there are many sections of the Vedic literature are there. They are kept confidential by use of words which have a dual meaning. Just like, you know, even Advaita Acharya, he sent a message to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? He said the rice is, now there is a sufficient rice in the market and the rice is no longer in demand in the market. Kind of, you know, he sent a sonnet, you know, which had no one could understand, you know, a dualistic, dual meaning. Lord Chaitanya could understand, others could not. So like things which are to be kept confidential in the Vedas, they are described in indirect terms. Parokshavad, Nishaya, Paroksham Mamacha Apriyam. Right? Because those who are not qualified, they should not have access to confidential topics. Right? If they have access to confidential topics, then many disturbances are created. I think we had previously also discussed this point. I will not elaborate much. But the Lord asks, you know, it's very, my appearance and my activities will be very confidential. It's not the right time to disclose immediately, right? I'll appear and then it will be revealed. Even Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu forbade, you know, there was a Brahmana who who came to his house, who made the offering. The Lord stole his offering 3 times. He said, hi, hi. You know, Iduni Radhana Swami Maharaj, he describes, you know, in great ecstasy, hi, hi, you know, and everyone simply laughs. You know, I've heard so many times, you know, loudly, hi, hi, you know, and then, and the Lord tells him, look, Lord shows him the form of Bal Gopal, but he's not going to reveal it yet. So he said, keep it confidential. And when the right time comes, I will only reveal. You're supposed to keep it confidential. So there is a purpose in keeping things confidential. The things, there is the right time to reveal to the right kind of person. It should be done like that. Text 21. Shri Shuka Uvacha. Okay, with the last verse, now the Lord's response to Aditi. Lord speaking to Aditi, that ends. The second section ends. First section was the Lord's, Aditi following strictly, Lord appears. And Aditi's reaction and prayers, first section. Second section, Lord speaking to Aditi. Right? And the third section begins over here. Right? So, third section is basically, you can say, Lord now entering the womb of Aditi and Lord Brahma offering prayers. In the third section, 8 verses. Etavad. एतावदुक्त्वा भगवान् तत्रैवान्तरधीयत अदितिर्दुर्लभं लब्ध्वा हरेर्जन्मात्मनि प्रभो उपाधावत्पतिं भक्त्या परया कृतकृत्यवत्।
सुखदेव गोस्वामी सेड, after speaking in this way, the Supreme Personality of Godhead disappeared from that very spot. Aditi, having received the extremely valuable benediction that the Lord would appear as her son, considered herself very successful, and with great devotion, she approached her husband.
Okay, so she again followed the Lord's instruction. Savaya samadhi yogena kashyapastad abuddhita प्रविष्टमात्मनि हरेर अंशम हि अवितेक्षण.
Being situated in a meditational trance, Kashyap Muni, whose vision is never mistaken, could see that a plenary portion of the Supreme Personality of Godhead had entered within him.
Okay, so he saw Pravishtam Atmani Harer. Pravishtam Atmani Hare Ramsham. So Hare Ramsh entered within him. He, Avitat Ikshana, right, whose vision is infallible. Soditi, Sodityam Viryam Adhatta, Tapasachira Sambhritam, Samahita Manarajan, Darunyagnim Yathanila.
O King, as the wind promotes friction between two pieces of wood and thus gives rise to fire, Kashyap Muni, whose transcendental position was fully absorbed in the Supreme Personality of Godhead, transferred his potency into the womb of Aditi.
Okay, so from the Lord entered Kashyap Muni's heart, from there, Kashyap, he actually was transferred to Aditi's womb. It is mentioned the analogy is given. Just as the wind promotes friction between the two pieces of wood and thus give rise to fire. That's how. So Prabhupada says, a forest fire begins when two pieces of wood rub against each other, being agitated by the wind. Actually, fire belongs neither to the wood nor to the wind. And it's always different from both. Similarly, here it is to be understood that the union of Kashyap Muni and Aditi was not like the sexual intercourse of ordinary human beings. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has nothing to do with the human secretions of sexual intercourse. He is always completely aloof from such material combinations. A Again, the second paragraph end, Prabhupada says, one should not think that the Lord became the son of Aditi the way an ordinary child is born, because of sexual intercourse between man and woman. So it is not, the Lord didn't, it didn't happen this way. So with the analogy that is explained. And then Prabhupada says, actually, what to speak of the Lord, spirit soul has nothing to do with the material secretions of man and woman, Prabhupada explains. And then Prabhupada says, let me explain the origin of life. Life comes from life. You know, Prabhupada takes the opportunity in the third paragraph to explain how the life comes from life. Okay, so in this way the Lord enters within the womb of Aditi. And now, 24, it describes the Lord Brahma offers prayers. And 25 to 28, there are four prayers of Lord Brahma. 24th is like the connecting verse. Aditir dhishtatam garbham bhagavantam sanatanam hiranyagarbho vigyaya samide guhyanamabhi.
When Lord Brahma understood that the Supreme Personality of Godhead was now within the womb of Aditi, he began to offer prayers to the Lord by reciting transcendental names.
Read the purport.
The Supreme Personality of Godhead exists everywhere. Andantarastastha paramanu chayantarastham. Therefore, when one chants his transcendental name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is automatically pleased by such sankirtan. It is not that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is absent. He is present there, and when a devotee utters the transcendental name, it is not a material sound. Therefore, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is naturally pleased. A devotee knows that the Lord is present everywhere and that one can please Him simply by chanting His holy name.
Okay, so Lord Brahma has taken up this week's service, you know, of offering, of doing Garbhastuti, right? The Lord appears, Lord Brahma, you know, like some people have some favorite service. Or Lord Brahma takes the opportunity, or He is like the head of the whole universe, you know, and the Lord has appeared within the universe in some way. So, you know, the main person has to come and, you know, offer prayers of welcome or glorification, right? Like that. Yeah. What was the last Garbhastuti, Lord Brahma? Kapil Dev? When Lord appeared within womb of Devahuti, that was the last Garbhastuti. Even when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared within the womb of Sachi, Lord Brahma offered elaborate prayers. Right? And when Krishna appeared within the womb of Devaki, there was an elaborate Garbhastuti that we will study in the future. Right? So at places, you know, Lord Brahma has offered Garbhastuti when the Lord appears. Okay, 25th, right? 25th. Just four prayers of Lord Brahma. Shri Brahma Uvacha Jai Urugaya Bhagavan Urukramana Namastute Namo Brahmanya Devaya Trigunaya Namo Nama.
Lord Brahma said, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, all glories unto You, who are glorified by all and whose activities are all uncommon. I offer my respectful obeisances unto You, O Lord of the transcendentalist, controller of the three modes of nature, I offer my respectful obeisances unto you again and again.
So various names of the Lord in this prayer. As the last prayer says, Samide Guhya Naam Bhi. Jai Urugaya Bhagavan, my Lord who is glorified at Urugaya by one and all. And Urukrama, Lord who performs, who will soon also perform right, very great activities, Urukrama. Right. Also, Krama means a step, Uru means a big. The Lord who will take a big step, that is another meaning of Urukrama. Right. Who performs great activities in general. And Namo Brahmanya Devaya, the Lord who is very favorable to the Brahmanas. Right. Brahmanya Devaya. And Tri Gunaya Namas, Brahmanya Devaya. So the Lord also said, I will respect the, you know, I will not use power against the demon because they have been blessed by the Brahmanas. Right. So Lord, in this activity, the Lord respects the Brahmanas. Right. Or another way is because the demigods also respect the Brahmanas. They are favorable to Brahminical culture. Lord has come to favor them. And then Tri Gunaya, right, who is the controller of the three modes of nature, Namastute. In this word, various names of the Lord, right, Urugaya, Urukrama, Brahmanya Devaya, and Tri Gunaya. So, during these four names, the Lord Brahma glorifies. Guhya Naam Bhi. Namaste Rishni Garbhaya, Veda Garbhaya Vedase. Trinabhaya Tripristhaya Shipi Vishtaya Vishnave.
I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the all-pervading Lord Vishnu, who have entered the cause of the hearts of all living entities. All the three worlds reside within your navel, yet you are above the three worlds. Formerly you appeared as a son of Prishni. To you, the Supreme Creator, who are understood only through Vedic knowledge, I offer my respectful obeisances.
Okay, Namaste. Again, five names of the Lord are used. Right? Rishni Garbhaya, you appeared previously within the womb of Rishni, right? Prishni and Sutapa, they performed austerities. Lord promised them he'll appear thrice. First, you appeared as their son, Prishni and Sutapa. Then same Prishni and Sutapa appeared as Kashyap and Aditi. Lord appeared as Vamandev. Then they appeared as Vasudev and Devaki. So three births the Lord took. So Namaste Prishni Garbhaya. First name used here is Prishni Garbhaya. Then Veda Garbhaya. Right? You also are always there within the Vedic literature. Right? And I think the Lord is there within the womb of Vedic literature. It's mentioned, you know. Veda Garbhaya. Right? But you are hidden, you're not so easily, you know, visible. But you are there within the Vedas, right? Aham Eva Vedya, Lord says. Vedesha Sarvar Aham Eva Vedya. So the word Veda Garbhaya is used. And then Trinabhaya. All the three worlds exist within the navel, in your navel, right? The lotus flower grew from your navel. Trinabhaya, Tripristhaya, but you are above the three worlds. Three worlds within you, Trinabhaya, but you are above the three worlds, Tripristhaya. And Shipi Vishtaya Vishnave, that you pervade within all the hearts of all the living entities. Vishnave, as Lord Vishnu, right? So Vishnu means all pervading. So Shipi Vishtaya, one who all pervades within each atom. Right, that is Lord Vishnu. So so in this way, using these five names, the first were the four names. Right, remember, Samide Guhya Naam Bhi. Lord Brahma is glorifying by using various confidential names of the Lord. Right? So the five names: Rishni Garbhaya, Veda Garbhaya, Trinabhaya, Tripristhaya, and Shipi Vishtaya Vishnave, all pervading Lord. Text 27. Tamadiranto bhuvanasya madhyam అనంత శక్తిం పురుషం యమాహు. కాలో భవాన క్షిపతీశ విశ్వం స్త్రోతో యథాంతాపతితం గభీరం.
Oh my Lord, you are the beginning, the manifestation and the ultimate dissolution of the three worlds. And you are celebrated in the Vedas as reservoir of unlimited potencies, the Supreme Person. Oh my Lord, as waves attract branches and leaves that have fallen into deep water, you, the Supreme Eternal Time Factor, attracts everything in this universe.
The word sroto. Strot word is used. Strot means the flow, right? Or the waves. The waves also kind of strot. So the word kal, the time has its flow, which cannot be checked by anyone, right? So in the third prayer, Lord Brahma is glorifying the Lord's potencies in relation to the cosmic manifestation. Right? First two verses, Lord glorifies various names which are guhya, confidential. Now the Lord Brahma is glorifying the Lord in relation to the cosmic manifestation. Right? You are the beginning. You are the right. You are the creator. You are Adi. You are the Ant. You are the Madhya. The manifestation state, right? You have unlimited potencies. And you carry Kalo Bhavan Akshipatisha Vishwam Stroto Yathant Patitam. Just like the river is flowing and anything that falls, it's carried away by the river's flow. So all the living entities are fallen, right? They are within the grasp of the time, and the time carries. Kalen sarvatra ramhasa, kalen gabhira ramhasa. Right? The flow of the time is everywhere and it is cannot be checked by anyone. Right? So everyone is being carried helplessly by the flow of the time. Right? That's one of the main. Lord says time represents me, right? In this material world. So its vague or its flow cannot be checked by anyone and it carries everyone. Like that. So in this way Lord Brahma glorifies. Last prayer. Tum vai prajanam sthir jangamanam prajapati namasi sambhavishnu divaukasam deva divaschutanam parayanam nor iva majjatapsu.
My Lord, you are the original generator of all living entities, stationary or moving, and you are also the generator of Prajapatis. Oh my Lord, as a boat is the only hope for a person drowning in the water, you are the only shelter for the demigods who are now bereft of their heavenly position.
So, glorifying the Lord's name and glorifying His potencies in this cosmic manifestation, he now appeals to the Lord. Right, he's already appeared in the womb, but he appeals to the Lord for protection of the demigod Lord Brahma in this fourth prayer. Right, so he's saying, you are the generator of all the living entities. But Lord says, no, the Prajapati is our generator. You are the generator of the Prajapatis also. Right, and if you don't help, for a person who is drowning, you are like a boat. Right? No one else can help. Only the boat in the ocean can help a drowning person. So you are like that boat. Who other than you can help the demigods? So in this way, in this fourth prayer, Lord Brahma appeals for protection. Like that. Right? And then the Lord Vamandev appears. That we will discuss in the next chapter after the break.
Hare Krishna,
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, so we discussed Aditi's following in this chapter 17, the instructions of her husband, her spiritual master, very strictly and with great attention, and the Supreme Lord appears to her. Initially she was stunned, there were jubilation and various symptoms of ecstasy. She could not speak, but then she spoke three verses of prayers to the Lord. Right? Then the Lord spoke to Aditi that he already knows what is her desire and he has come to fulfill it. He cannot do in the conventional way of using the power, but he will appear as her son and fulfill her desires, and that she should keep everything confidential. Right? And then the Lord asked her to worship her husband very carefully, who is purified by austerity. And then the Lord Kashyap Muni saw that the amsha of the Lord has entered within him, and then he transfers that to the womb of Aditi, and then the Lord Brahma offer prayers by reciting various names, and then finally appealing to the Lord to protect the demigods. So that was chapter 17. And now the Lord appears from the womb in his four-handed form. In this chapter we'll study with all the ornaments and everything. And then he turns to, his form turns to Vamandev. He assumed the form of Vamandev directly. Right? So it's, and then immediately then all the samskaras are to be performed, you know. Already he's a grown-up, you know, Brahmana. So Jat Karma and whatever samskar till that time has to be performed, including up to Upanayan samskar, you know. So Kashyap Muni and other sages, they perform the samskaras. Especially the details of Upanayan, thread ceremony, sacred ceremony is described. Right? So his appearance, then the samskaras, previous even the Jat Karma and the other samskar were performed, mainly the Upanayan samskar, because that is his age in, at which he just appeared. Right? And then Lord Vamandev, he starts walking towards Bali Maharaj sacrificial arena. And there Bali Maharaj welcomes him. That is his chapter 18.
Shishuka uvacha ittham virincha sutakar ittham virincha sutajkarma virya cha sutak pradur bhavuvam mritabhur adityam chaturbhuja shankha gadabja chakra
Sukadeva Goswami said, after Lord Brahma had thus spoken, glorifying the Supreme Lord's activities and prowess, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is never subjected to death like an ordinary living being, appeared from the womb of Aditi, his four hands were decorated with a conical club, lotus and disc. He was dressed in yellow garments and his eyes appeared like the petals of a blossoming lotus.
Okay, so Prabhupada in the purport mainly comments upon the word So the Lord has appeared here, and one important point mentioned is Pradur Babhu Amrit Bhur, second line of the verse, Amrit Bhur. Although the Lord appears, anyone who takes birth, he is supposed to die also, but not the Lord. Right? He has appeared, but he is Amrit Bhur, whose appearance is deathless. Like that. And Prabhupada talks about that in the purport and quotes, Janam Karma Chame Divyam Evam Yoveti Tattvata. 4.9 Prabhupada quotes. Go to text 2. Shyama Vadato Jasharaj Kundala Tishullasa Shri Vadanam Bujapuman Shri Vatsa Vaksha Malayangadullasat Kirita Kanji Gunacharu Nupura.
The body of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, blackish in complexion and was free from all inebrieties. His lotus face decorated with the earrings resembling socks, appearing very beautiful, and on his bosom was the mark of Shirvats. He wore bangles on his wrists, armlets on his arms, as a helmet on his head, a belt on his waist, a sacred thread across his chest, an ankle bell decorating his lotus feet.
With the Lord, beautiful features are described. Madhuvrata Vrata Vigushita Svaya Virajita Shrivana Malaya Hari Prajapatir Vishmatama Sarochisha Vinashayan Kanta Nivishta Kostubha.
An uncommonly beautiful garland of flowers decorated his bosom, and because of the flowers were extremely fragrant, a large group of bees, making their natural humming sounds, invaded them for honey. When the Lord appeared wearing the Kaustubha gem on his neck, his effulgence vanquished the darkness in the home of the Prajapati Kashyap.
Text 4. Disha prasedu sharilashayastada praja prahishta ritavo gunanvita. Dyaurantariksham shitiragni jihva gavo dvija sanjah shur nagasya.
At that time, there was happiness in all directions. In the reservoir of water, like the rivers and oceans, and in the core of everyone's heart, the various seasons displayed their respective qualities, and all living entities in the upper planetary system, in outer space, and on the surface of the earth were jubilant. The demigods, the cows, the brahmanas, and the hills and the mountains were all filled with joy.
Okay, so when the Lord appears, many times he said it has been described. Right? Jagat Anandamai, like that, it has been described. And the Lord appears, the whole world feels a kind of there are blissful vibrations which spread everywhere. Everyone can feel the joy of that situation. Disha Prasedu, that happiness, jubilation spreads in all directions and everyone is touched by that. So there were described all the living entities, even material nature was producing various items profusely. Right? The cows, brahmanas, all of them, they all were filled with joy. Right? And specially mentioned all living entities. Right, Dyaur Antariksham Shitir Agni Jiva. See the third line. All living entities in the Antariksh, in the Antariksh, outer space, Shitir on the earth, and Agni Jiva refers to the Devatas. Right? Among whom the Lord has appeared. So in the heavenly planet, in the earthly planet and in all other planets. Everyone felt the great jubilation. Agni Jiva, because the demigods also they partake, you know, when the things are offered in the sacrifice to Agni, all the demigods also receive their share. So the word used for demigods are Agni Jiva, right? The fire is their tongue. The Supreme Lord, fire is considered to be his mouth also. So because they are his part and parcel, so partially it applies to them also. The demigods, they eat through Agni. Text 5.
Shunayam Shavana Dvadashyam Muhurte Abhijiti Prabhu Sarve Nakshatra Taradhyas Chakrustajjanma Dakshinam.
On the day of Shravan Dravadashi, the 12th day of the bright fortnight in the month of Bhadra, when the moon came into the lunar mansion, Shravan, at the auspicious moment of Abhijit, the Lord appeared in this universe. Considering the Lord's appearance very auspicious, all the stars and planets, from the sun to Saturn, were munificently charitable.
So, all the planets were situated in the, they were auspicious, right? There were auspicious arrangements of all the constellations and the planets, right? Shubh Muhurt or whatever, you know. So one important thing is it sometime it looks like that the Lord awaits, you know, then when there is auspicious movement, then the Lord will appear. You know, in the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was in the womb for 13 months. And the number we said, auspicious moment is going to appear, then the Lord will appear. But actually, it's the other way around. You know, the Lord appears by His will, and all the constellation and all these planets, they await to serve the Lord, and they situate themselves auspiciously. Although it looks otherwise, you know, it's a common person, but actually, the fact is, the Lord appears, and all these planets and stars, they situate themselves in their proper way. And it's mentioned here, Chakrustad Janma Dakshinam, they were very munificent. Right? When the everything is situated, all these planets, stars are situated rightly, there is a lot of opulence that increase for humans and for all other living entities. Right? So therefore, they all situated themselves and so that there's all the natural resources and everything flourished. The sea gave a lot of valuable jewels, the mountains were delivering various minerals, right? Earth was delivering a lot of produce. Cows were giving abundant milk. So there was everything was, you know, rightly situated like that. Text 6. And Prabhupada quotes Vishwanath Thakur. Vishwanath Thakur has given some astrological inputs. Prabhupada says Vishwanath Thakur, an expert astrologer. I didn't know that. That he's an expert astrologer also, because he usually doesn't talk of astrology, you know, much. But in this, since that there is a discussion of constellation and Muhurt and luminaries, he has given some understanding, Vishwanath Thakur. So Prabhupada says he was expert astrologer, and even Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur also, right? But they kept it all aside actually, you know. They were not much talk about it. Because even at a most inauspicious time, when the Lord's holy name is chanted, Lord appears in the form of holy name, everything becomes auspicious. Right? There is nothing inauspicious. So therefore, astrologically, even if it's the most degraded place, most not at all a right time and etc. etc. But when the Lord's holy name is chanted, right? Lord is worshipped, Lord's katha is done, then all those considerations are washed away. Right? All these considerations are washed away. So, if you see, there are some ISKCON temples in a places where dead bodies would be displayed. You know, the ISKCON first temple in London was at Bury Place. The place where people were buried. Bury Place, yeah. There are many places, ISKCON temples, etc. The land, you know, many times because there is shortage of land, such land is used. Even the place where we are having our Kumbh Mela Pandal was one time a Kabristan, you know. There are so many places that have been used like that, you know, where the dead bodies were buried and all the ISKCON temples. But even the Lord, where the place Lord is glorified, then no inauspicious thing remains. That Bhaktivinoda Thakur would purchase properties haunted by the ghosts. They are not considered auspicious place, but it's cheaply available, right? So such places are easily cheaply available, you know. So the acharyas have that potency by their chanting and by installing the deities, and the whole place is turned. So the whole point is the power of devotional service supersedes. When the Lord appears, everything is adjusted. It's not that everything should be well and the Lord will appear. That's what we are discussing. When the Lord appears, then everything becomes auspicious. Right? Even if the astrologically things are not conducive and auspicious, the devotees have faith in hearing and chanting, then the things are adjusted. It becomes auspicious when the Lord comes. Like that. So there was a discussion when in our temple, Radha Gopina temple, there was to be Madhuram kitchen, they were searching a place, you know, the kitchen was becoming too tight. Many things were happening in the main kitchen. Madhuram kitchen was, earlier DD kitchen was a part of the main kitchen in the Radha Gopina temple. Madhuram kitchen was a part of the main kitchen. So one by one, the things had were shifted. When Madhuram kitchen was shifted, then somebody suggested there is a toilet, you know. In that was a toilet actually, public toilet. Now where the Madhuram kitchen is there, the public toilet. So, what, you know, toilet. Cook for the deities there. He said, come on, Krishna will appear, then everything will come. The Shastra Brahman and everything. You know, there was a discussion, I was involved in that discussion. He said, yes, everything, all the material contamination, no problem, you know. When holy name will be chanted and, you know, the Lord can be served, you know, everything can be, will become auspicious. If we don't go the other way around, you know, first there has to be auspicious and the Lord will appear. No. Lord will appear and everything will become auspicious. So, like that. So then finally, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj approved. Okay. The toilet can be converted into a Madhuram kitchen. He approved. The proposal was to be sanctioned by him. So, like that. Text 6. Yes, text 6 is the appearance of the Lord. So the Lord appeared is mentioned on the day of Shravan Dwadashi. Shravan Dwadashi, not Shravan. Shravan is a month before just Bhadra. Shravan is around August. And Bhadra is the next month. So the Lord appeared in the month of Bhadra. But the Dwadashi of that month is known as Shravan Dwadashi, not Shravan. Shravan Dwadashi is mentioned over here. Right? Shravan Dwadashyam, text 5 mentioned. On the day of Dwadashi, the Lord appeared in the month of September. So text 6 also describes that. Dwadashyam Savita Tishthan Madhyan Dinagato Nipa Vijayanam Saprokta Yasyam Janma Vidur Hare.
O King, when the Lord appeared on Dwadashi, the 12th day of the moon, the sun was at the meridian. As every learned scholar knows, this Dwadashi is called Vijaya.
Right, so on the day of Vijaya Dwadashi or Shravan Dwadashi, Lord appeared. Shankadundu bhayo nedur Madanga panavanaka Chitravaditra Turyanam Nirghoshas tumalo bhavat.
Conchels, kettledrums, drums, panamas and anakas vibrated in comets. concert, the sound of these and various other instruments was tumultuous.
Okay, so the Lord is appearing, he has come to this material world. So there is always a concert. Concert means playing of kind of a musical festival is known as concert. Prita chapsaraso nityan gandharva pravarajagu tushtu urmuneo deva manava pituragnaya.
Being very pleased, the celestial dancing girls, apsaras, danced in jubilation. The best of the Gandharvas sang songs, and the great sages, demigods, manus, pitas, and fire gods offered prayers to satisfy the Lord.
Okay, so all this, up to date also, you see, how do we celebrate Lord's appearance? There is a festival of singing, dancing, playing instruments, offering prayers, right? In this way, the Lord's appearance is celebrated. So it's actually every devotee's duty also to be jubilant and, you know, participate jubilantly in this festivity of Lord's appearance. Okay. Text 9 and 10. Siddha Vidyadhara Gana Sakyam Purusha Kinnara Charana Yaksha Rakshamsi Supanna Bhujagottama Gayantyo Vati Prasamshanto Nityanto Vibhuda Gunanuga Aditya Ashrama Padam Kusume Samavakiran.
The Siddhas, Vidyadharas, Kimpurushas, Kinnaras, Charanas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, Suparanas, the best of serpents, and the followers of the demigods, all showered flowers on Aditi's residence, covering the entire house while glorifying and praising the Lord and dancing.
Okay, so the festival is being observed by all the residents of the higher planet. They're showering fragrant flowers, singing, glorifying, praising the Lord. Text 11. Yeah. Charana Yaksharakshamsi Supanna Bhujagottama. Anyone like to answer? The Rakshasas and the Yakshas, they all are celebrating. Kuvera. Kuvera is a demigod and the... Yes. So it's not... Yes. No, see, there are always... Among each species, there will always be devotees. Among the serpents, among the birds, among the Rakshasas, among the demons. Right? There will always be some... devotees of the Lord in each species of life, right? So the demons is not a species. Demons is a group, those who oppose the Lord. It's not that all there cannot be devotees among Rakshasas, right? Man-eater Rakshasas may also become devotees, right? Is not, right? Devotee can be there, So there may be some devotees of the Lord among Rakshasas also. In every species there are devotees of the Lord. Right? So the demons are opposite to the Lord. They may not be celebrating, the demons. Right? But the Rakshasas can participate. Like that. Next text 11. Dishtvaditistam nijagarbha sambhavam Param Pumamsam Udamap Vismitat. The Heat Deham Nijayoga Maya. Prajapatischa Hajayeti Vismita.
When Aditi saw the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who had appeared from her womb, own womb, having accepted a transcendental body by his own spiritual potency, she was struck with wonder and was very happy. Upon seeing the child, Prajapati Kashyap exclaimed, Jai Jai, in great happiness and wonder.
Okay, so Prajapati Kashyap also, he celebrated. Yattadvapurbhati vibhushanayudher avyakta chidvyakta madhari yadhari abhuvatena vasavamano vatu sampashyatur divyagatir yathanata.
The Lord appeared in his original form, with ornaments and weapons in his hand. Although this ever-existing form is not visible in the material world, he nonetheless appeared in this form. Then, in the presence of his father and mother, he assumed the form of a Vaman, a Brahmana dwarf, a Brahmachari, just like a theatrical actor.
Right, so he appeared in this four-handed form, and then changed the form in their presence and became a Vamana. Right? So, as if, you know, a theoretical actor, you know, changes his attire, his makeup, you know, is mentioned. And Prabhupada mainly explained the term nata in the purport. Right? So, Prabhupada says, the word nata is significant. An actor changes dress to play different parts, but is always the same man. Right? Although the law has so many forms, right? Prabhupada quotes Advaitam, Achyutam, Anadim, Anantarupam. But he's the same Lord. Right? He's the same Lord. He's not a different Lord. Again, Prabhupada quotes this verse, second verse from Brahma Samhita, Ramadi Murtishu Kalaniyamena Tishthan. There are so many forms, so many murtis, but the person is the same. Right? And then Prabhupada says, he is the same person. You see the middle of the paragraph. He is the same person with the same potency, the same eternity, the same spiritual existence. Right? With the same knowledge, you can say. Same, basically, Satchidanand, Prabhupada is explaining. Same person with the same potency. Same potency of knowledge, same potency of eternity, same potency of existence, and same potency of blissfulness, right? He's the same person with Satchidanand form of the Lord. Right? He has all the potencies with him. But there's a different mood, there's a different flavor, there's a different rasa in the different appearance. Right? So same should not just, you know, but Tattvata, he's the same. In rasa point of view, there are many differences in the Lord. That's how, you know, the Lord appears in various forms to expand the rasa. But tattva point of view, he is the same. Tattva point of view is the same. Like that. Guru text 13. Okay, so up to text 12 is the appearance of the Lord. Right? And the celebration on the appearance of the Lord by Aditi Kashyapa and all the heavenly residents, right? And now, from text 13 to 19 is the performance of samskaras, especially the sacred thread, Upanayan samskar. Tam vatum vamanam drishtva modamana maharshaya Karmani karyamashu puraskritya prajapatim.
When the great sages saw that the Lord as a brahmachari dwarf woman, they were certainly very pleased. Thus they placed before them Kashyapa Muni, the Prajapati, and performed all the ritualistic ceremonies, such as the birthday ceremony.
And along with this ceremony, Prabhupada says, his sacred ceremony was also performed immediately. He appeared at that age.
Tasya upaniya manasya savitrim savita bravet brahaspatir brahma sutram mekhalam kashyapo dadat.
At the sacred thrill ceremony of Mamandev, the sun god personally uttered the Gayatri Mantra, Brahaspati offered the sacred thread, and Kashyapa Muni offered the straw belt.
Okay, so we'll see different personalities offer different things as per their speciality. You know, whatever is their speciality, they all brought different things. Like on a festival, some people are special in dressing, some people in flower decoration, other people's specialty is cooking. Within cooking, some cook sweets, other cook some farsan, right? So even each person offers what is his specialty, right? So that's how every person, so there was sun god, you know, to whom Gayatri Mantra is offered. He came to deliver the Gayatri Mantra. Or with the presiding, so Brahaspati, he is the guru, right? He offers a sacred thread to the demigods, right? He is the guru of all the demigods. He came to offer this. And Kashyap Muni, he is the ascetic, right? He gave a straw belt, like that.
Dado Krishna jinam bhumir dandam somo vanaspati. Kopinachadanam mata Dyushchatram jagatapate.
Mother Earth gave him a deer skin, and the demigod of the moon, who is the king of the forest, gave him a Brahmadanda, the rod of a brahmachari. His mother Aditi gave him cloth for underwear, and the deity presiding over the heavenly kingdom offered him an umbrella.
Right, so Mother Earth gave deer skin to wear, and the moon, who is the god of the vegetation, right? He brought a danda. Right, he is the master of the vegetation, all the plants and trees. He nourishes them, so he brought a danda for a brahmachari. And Mother Aditi gave loin cloth, right? And then umbrella is a sign of great opulence, you know, white umbrella, right? It's a royal thing. So therefore, the demigod presiding heavenly kingdom, right? Probably Indra. It should be Indra, right? He offered umbrella to Lord Vamandev.
Kamandalum Veda Garbha Kushan Saptrishayo Dadu Akshamalam Maharaja Sarasvate Avvetatmana.
O King, Lord Brahma offered a water pot to the inexhaustible Supreme Personality of Godhead. The seven sages offered him the Kushagras, and Mother Saraswati gave him a string of Rudraksha beads.
Tasmaiti upanitaya Yaksharad patrikamadat Bhiksham Bhagavati Sakshad Unmadadambika Sati.
When Vamandev had thus been given the sacred thread, Kuvera, king of the Yakshas, gave him a pot for begging alms. and mother Bhagavati, the wife of Lord Shiva and most chaste mother of the entire universe, gave him his first alms.
Okay, so the four verses are describing the various gifts given. Right? 14, 15, 16, 17. Right? So just let's revise. You all don't look into the book. Right? The four verses, who all gave what to the Lord? Right? So there is the Upanayan Samskar happening. Right? Upanayan Samskar, even if you don't remember. So who gave the Gayatri Mantra? Sun God gave the Gayatri Mantra, on whom it's ordered, right? And then who gave the Brahmachari Danda? Moon God, right? Brahmachari Rod. And the loin cloth was given by Mother Aditi, right? And the Chhatra. Even the heavenly planets, you can say Indra, right? Presiding deity. Or, And who offered the Kamandalu to the Lord? Right? Brahmaji carries a Kamandalu of us. There is a Virja water in that. There is a Lehi which is sprinkled upon Hiranyakashipu also, and he regained, you know. So that water is mentioned that to be a spiritual waters. It immediately. So Lord Brahma gave Kamandalu to him, right? And then who offered, what did the Saptarishis offer? Kushagras. Kushagras. And what did, who offered the Rudraksh beads? Mother Saraswati offered the Rudraksh beads. And, Yeah, the begging bowl, the water bowl is different. Begging bowl was offered by Kuvera. He's the lord of the wealth, you know. He's offering the begging bowl. Right? He owns everything. And who gave the first arm? Mother Parvati. Mother Parvati, she took the opportunity to give the first arm to the Lord. Because she can give any opulence to anyone, you know, right, in this material world. So she took that opportunity. Okay. Straw belt, oh, we miss the straw belt, was given by Kashyap, the father. Means the straw belt, right? So in this way, various items were given by various personalities. Right? It was their great pleasure to offer something to the Lord. Okay, text 18.
So Brahma Varacheshnevam Sabham Sambhavito Vatu Brahmarshi Gana Sanjustam Atya Rochata Marisha. Having thus been welcomed by everyone, Lord Vamandev, the best of the Brahmacharis, exhibited his Brahman effulgence. Thus he surpassed in beauty that entire assembly, which was filled with great saintly Brahmanas.
Okay, so he surpassed beauty, or his effulgence increased the beauty of the assembly. Both meanings are there. Text 19. Samiddham ahitam
vahnim
kritva paris samuhanam
paristriya
samabharcha samidbhir Ajuhodhija.
After Lord Sri Vamandev set a sacrificial fire, he offered worship and performed a fire sacrifice on the sacrificial field.
Okay, so he has been initiated, twice initiated. Just he is born, twice initiated, performed a sacrifice also. Right? Then he, now from text 20 onward, description of his going to sacrificial arena of Bali Maharaj and being received by Bali Maharaj. The last section.
Lord appears, so he's like the child only, and then in
No, he's not appeared. He didn't appear as a child. He appeared in the original form, 400 Vishnu form. And then he assumed the form of a dwarf Brahmana. You know, just the right age, just the youthful age, where a person is given Upnayan. So, there's no childhood pastimes or nothing like that. This Lord appeared like that. The demigods, they were in... it's not Lord will appear and perform childhood pastime for 10-12 years. By the time the demigods will be on the road, you know. It will be emergency situation. So the Lord appeared in his original 400 form. And then he turned into a dwarf Brahmana directly. Like that. Aditi didn't want to, you know, have the Lord play with him or something. I said her desire was to reinstate her sons. Right? Like that.
Shutvashvamedar yajamanamurjitam Malim Bhrigunam upakalpitastata Yagamadatra Kilasara Sambrito Parenagam Sannamayam Pade Pade.
When the Lord heard that Bali Maharaj was performing Ashwamedh sacrifice under the patronage of Brahmanas belonging to the Bhrigu dynasty, the Supreme Lord, who is full in every respect, proceeded there to show his mercy to Bali Maharaj. By his weight, he pushed down the earth with every step.
Okay, Supreme Lord appeared and he heard about Bali Maharaj performing sacrifice. So the Lord has been described as Akhil Sara Sambhrito. Akhil Sara Sambhrito means Lord filled with all, Vishnu Thakur says, filled with all qualities like discrimination, patience and learning. Akhil Sara Sambhrito. Or filled with the essence of all creation, Prabhupada here translates as. And while he walked, the earth was pushed with every step by the weight of his power and by the weight of his mercy. Like that. So although the Lord is Akhil Sar Sambhito, he has everything, but still is going to beg. Therefore it is mentioned that he is not in need of anything. Therefore this begging is his own pastime. Right?
21. Tam Narmadaya Tat Uttare Baler Yoritvijaste Bhrigu Kachcha Samgake Pravartayanto Bhrigavakrututtamam Vichakshatarad Uditam Yatharavim.
While engaged in performing the sacrifice in the field known as Bhrigu Kachcha on the northern bank of the Narmada river, the Brahminical priest, the descendant of Bhrigu, saw Vamanadeva to be like the sun rising nearby.
The field was known as Bhrigu Kachcha on the northern side of Narmada. They were performing sacrifice there. Lord Vamandev, when he entered the arena, it looked like the sun has entered. Yatharavim. Read the translations.
O King, because of the Vamandev's birth, bright effulgence, the priest along with Bali Maharaj and all the members of assembly were robbed of their splendor. Thus they began to ask one another whether the sun, God himself, Sanat Kumar, or the fire god had personally come to see the sacrificial ceremony.
Right. So somebody proposed, it looks like sun god has come. Other said, no, Sanat Kumar has come. Other said, Agni Dev has come in this form. So like that. So people in this way proposed. Go ahead.
While the priests of the Bhrigu dynasty and their disciples talked and argued in various ways, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Vamanadeva,
holding in his hand the rod, umbrella and a water pot full of water, entered the arena of the Ashwamedha sacrifice.
Yes, go ahead.
Appearing as a Brahmana boy, wearing a belt of straw, a sacred thread, an upper garment of deer skin, and matted locks of hair, Lord Vamandev entered the arena of sacrifice. His brilliant effulgence diminished the brilliance of all the priests and their disciples, who thus stood from their seats and welcomed the Lord properly by offering obeisances.
Okay, so he's been describing that again and again. Described, he was very brilliant, and his brilliance diminished everyone else, Teja. And by seeing the Lord, all the priests, everyone stood up and they offered obeisance to the Lord. Right? Even the priest and everyone. But very clearly that here is a great personality has arrived. Like that. Okay.
Bali Maharaj, jubilant at seeing Lord Vamandev, whose beautiful limbs contributed equally to the beauty of his entire body, offered him a seat with great satisfaction.
Okay, Yajmana. Yajmana is Bali Maharaj. Yajmana Pramudito. He was very pleased to see the Lord. Go ahead.
Thus, offering a proper reception to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is always beautiful to the liberated souls, Bali Maharaj worshipped him by washing his lotus feet. Lord.
Yeah, so we'll recite the next verse. Anvijya archayam asa mukta sangha manoramam. So those who are mukta sangha, the Lord is very pleasing to them. Right? So it's a beautiful phrase. Mukta sangha manoramam. Ram Rameti Rameti Rame Rame Mano Rame. Right? So Lord Shiva says, O beautiful Mother Parvati, right? You are very beautiful, right? But my mind finds more pleasure in chanting the names of the Lord. Right? So he calls his wife as Manorama, but he says my man, right, in whose a beautiful person called Manorama, right, because the mind is attracted and takes pleasure in seeing a beautiful person or object. Lord says my mind takes great pleasure in chanting the name of Lord Ram, right, because Lord Shiva is Mukta Sangha, right, Mukta Sangha Manoramam. So the Lord is very pleasing to those who have no material affinities. So Bali Maharaj worshipped him. Bali Maharaj was very attracted to the Lord because he will display that how he was unattached to everything. He is pleased to offer everything to Lord Vamandev, right? Mukta Sangha Manoramam. So this is a beautiful prayer, text 28. Tatpada Socham Janakalma Shapaham. So dharma vin murdhanya adadhatsu mangalam yad deva devo girishaschandra maulir tadara murdhana parayasa bhaktya.
Lord Shiva, the best of demigods, who carries on his forehead the emblem of the moon, receives on his head with great devotion the Ganges water emanating from the toe of Vishnu. Being aware of the religious principles, Bali Maharaj knew this. Consequently, following in the footsteps of Lord Shiva, he also placed on his head the water that had washed the Lord's lotus feet.
So Bali Maharaj is herein described as following in the footsteps of Lord Shiva. So, so you see the third line, Yad Deva Devo Girishas Chandra Mauli. Yad, what is done by Deva Devo, the Lord of the God of the gods, Right? He's Mahadev or Deva Devi, same as Mahadev. Girishas, Lord Girish. Chandramali, who has a half moon as his decoration. Right? What does he do? Dadar Murdhana Parayasa Bhaktiya. He holds the water that washed Lord's lotus feet, Ganga, on his head. Right? With great devotion. So, he sings Tat Pad Saucham. It's the same water now. Bali Maharaj washed lotus feet. Right? It is the same water which Lord Shiva holds with great respect. Right? Tat Pad Saucham, and the quality of that water is described. Or the purification, purificatory power. Tat Pad Saucham Jan Kalmashapaham. This water, when accepted, right, by anyone, washes away all the sinful reactions. Washes away all the contaminations of living entities in general. Tat Pad Saucham Jan Kalmashapaham. That water which washes away everyone's contamination. Sa Dharma Vin Murdhane Adadat Sumangalam. Dharma Vin, he knows the Dharma. Therefore, he accepted that water on Murdhani, means one on his head. Sa Dharma Vin. Murdhane Adadat, he placed Sumangalam. Right? And thus, this act is all auspicious, or receiving the mercy of the Lord is all auspicious. Sumangalam. Right? So in this way, following in the footsteps of Lord Shiva, who accept this water with great devotion, similarly, Bali Maharaj, who knows the principle of devotional service, accepted this water which washes away all contamination. Right? So the verse is clear to you. Tat Pad Saucham Jan Kalmashapaham Sa Dharma Vin Murdhane Adadat Sumangalam Yad Deva Devo Girishas Chandramali Dadar Murdhana Parayasa Bhaktya. So this act of Bali Maharaj placing that water on his head is compared to Lord Shiva placing Ganges on his head. Right? Chandramali is Lord Shiva. So Prabhupada says, in the fifth line of the purport, this example should be followed by everyone, or at least by every devotee, because Lord Shiva is one of the Mahajanas. Right? So, therefore, Prabhupada says, similarly, Maharaj Bali also later became a Mahajana. One Mahajana follows another Mahajana. Right? So, this is a disciplic succession of Mahajanas. Right? In this way. Following a Mahajana, Bali Maharaj, he took that water, he also became a Mahajana. So this is also Parampara system, another reference in this chapter of Prabhupada glorifying the Parampara system. Mahajana should follow another Mahajana, just like Bali Maharaj is following. Right? And by doing that, it's a very important line Prabhupada says, one Mahajana follows another Mahajana, and by following the Parampara system of Mahajan activities, one can become advanced in spiritual consciousness. Text 30, last 2-3 verses. Swagatam te namastubhyam Brahman kim garavamate Brahmarishi nam tapasakshan Manne Tvaryavapurdharam.
Bali Maharaj then said to the Lord Vamandev, O Brahman, I offer you my hearty welcome and my respectful obeisances. Please let us know what we may do for you. We think of you as the personified austerity of the great Brahman sages.
Right? By performing tapa, the great sages, they become, they can gather tapodhan and they become effulgent. Right? But here Lord is very effulgent. So therefore he's saying you are the Brahma Rishi Nam Tapa Sakshan. Of all the tapa of all the Brahma Rishis, you are the personified. Right? That's how Bali Maharaj is addressing the Lord.
Adhyana Pitarastripta Adhyana Bhavitam Kulam Adhya Shrishta Kriturayam Yad Bhavanagato Grihan.
O my Lord, because you have kindly arrived at our home, all
All my forefathers are satisfied. Our family and entire dynasty have been sanctified. And the sacrifice we are performing is now complete because of your presence.
Right? It's a fact, you know, when someone receives a great personality, a pure devotee or the Supreme Lord Himself, right? One's janm, kul, dhan, everything is become successful. Right? So that's what the same sentiment he is expressing. And the sentiment comes at number of places. Like that. अध्याग्नयो मे सुहुता यथा विधि द्विजात्मजा त्वच्चरणावने जने अतं हसो वार्भिरयं च भूरहो तथा पुनीता तनुभी पदेस्तव.
ओ सन ऑफ ब्राह्मण, today the fire of sacrifice is ablaze according to the injunction of the Shastra, and I have been freed from all the sinful reactions of my life by the water that has washed your lotus feet. O my Lord, by the touch of your small lotus feet, the entire surface of the world has been sanctified.
Okay, so he's saying, I have been purified by the water that has touched your lotus feet. But indeed your lotus feet are touching the whole earth. So the whole earth has been purified. Yeah, so that point Bali Maharaj is making. So Bali Maharaj has still not recognized him as a Supreme Lord, but he's recognized him as a great Brahmarshi, as we discussed, Brahmarshin. Pamrishi naam tapas akshan, right? Like that. Yad yad vato vanchati tat pratichame. Tvam arthinam viprasutanu tarkaye. Gam kanchanam gun vadadham brishtam. तथान्न पेयम् उतवा विप्रकन्याम् ग्रामान् समृद्धाम् स्तुरुगान् गजान्वा रथाम् सतारहत्तम संप्रतिच्छ.
O son of Brahman, it appears that you have come here to ask me for something. Therefore, whatever you want, you may take from me. O best of those who are worshipable, you may take from me a cow, gold, a furnished house, palatable food and drink, the daughter of a Brahman for your wife, prosperous villages, horses, elephants, chariots, or whatever you desire.
Okay, so he, by the Lord's disposition, is carrying a begging bowl. Right? His disposition, his bodily language, Bali Maharaj saying, looks like you have come to beg me. Ask me whatever you want, you know. So he offers him, you know, list of things. Anything else, you know, amidst anything else, or this or anything else. So in this way, Bali Maharaj, as a hospitable, you know, charitable person, offers to Vamandev anything that he desires. Jai Shri Vamande Bhagwan Ki Jai, Antara Shri Madhbhagatam Ki Jai, Shri La Prabhupada Ki Jai, Nitai Gaur Premanande, Hare Krishna.